Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. So today we are talking about the overwhelm of inaction. Such a good name. I came up with it because it came through in the gym, actually, while I was on the treadmill. I was thinking about everything that I needed to get done, that I wanted to do, that I was excited to deliver in my business, that I was excited for in terms of this year, this quarter, this month, this week. And then I got pretty overwhelmed and suddenly my brain started racing and my heart was already racing because I'm on the treadmill and it just became a lot. And as I settled into it, and obviously being the business coach I am, coached myself through that process, I came to a conclusion. I found my way through. I got really clear on what my simple next step was going to be and got home, delivered, job done, nice and easy, happy days, all is well. And then what happened, which is even more interesting, is that I had obviously client calls coming up for the rest of the week. And so many of my clients expressed the exact same situation. And I realized, oh my gosh, this isn't just a me problem. It's not that this is a problem. Nothing is wrong. Nothing has gone wrong. It's just a thing that happens when we're building businesses and we have lots that we want to do. We have lots of ideas. We have lots to deliver on. We're excited. We're committed. We're dedicated. We're all in. And then the overwhelm of inaction tends to take charge. And one of my clients literally mirrored back to me exactly what I was thinking on the treadmill. It felt like I could almost hear it in my mind's eye. I could hear the domino effect as all of the dominoes, just one after the other, started falling down. I had one idea, but in order to execute that idea, I would have to make sure that this other thing was done. And then this other thing was done. But then if I'm going to do that, then I need to do this other thing. And then suddenly it became too much. So I'll give you a very visceral example that came up with a number of my clients. And this is literally what I was thinking. I was thinking, right, I'm going to do my podcast this week. What am I going to talk about? Then I had all these ideas. And then as soon as I started thinking about those ideas, I remember thinking, oh, but I'm not loving my brand at the moment. I'm feeling like I've started to outgrow the visuals of my podcast episode. So maybe I need to update my Canva and update my branding. But oh, if I'm going to do that, then maybe I should do it properly. So, oh God, now I need to hire someone. Oh my God, where am I going to find someone to hire them? But then if I do that, that's going to take a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I need to get my podcast out. And look, the domino. One thing after another was coming and coming and coming and coming. And suddenly, before you know it, it feels like this one little thing I wanted to do is just not viable. Clients have shared this with me when it comes to starting a podcast, getting their next podcast episode out, launching a workshop, just creating their general everyday content. This is so common. And I know it's not just me. I know it's not just my clients. If you're listening to this, then first of all, just connect it to something that is on your mind that you know you want to deliver, that you just don't feel ready for, that either you are ready to execute, but you feel like there's a million and one things that you need to do in order to be able to take it, in order to be able to do it, or you feel like there is something big that you want to do, but in order to get there, there's a lot of steps in the way. So the domino can kind of lead up to the thing you want to deliver. And the domino can also happen as an after effect of the thing that you want to deliver. Like the idea comes first and then the domino comes, or the domino's there in order to get you to the thing that you really want to be doing in the first place. I even see this with coaches who are literally at the very beginning of their business. I remember I did this literally at the very, very beginning. And I see it still when I see people saying, oh, I'm ready to sign clients. I'm nearly going to finish certification. I'm ready to sign my first client so that I'm hopefully signing people by next season. But I need to get the contracts in place. I need to get the CRM in place. I need to build a website. I need to do my branding. I need to start posting on social media. All of these steps that you make up that get in the way of you just signing a client, just chatting to someone, telling them you can help them, telling them, do you want to work with me? Them saying yes, you sending them a payment link and them starting with you. It is mind-boggling how we create so many distractions and, dare I say it, so many excuses. Dun, dun, dun. I said the word. And look, I don't say that word in a judgmental way, in a shaming way, but if you're anything like me, and I know a lot of you resonate with me in terms of like our personalities and the things that we value, when I'm onto myself, and I am regularly onto myself, when I am onto myself and I look at all of these very valid things that are in my way, the domino effect that I was just referring to, and I label them as excuses, that gives me a big fat permission slip to step back into my authority and my power and actually say, nah, we don't do excuses in my world. Like, and it doesn't mean that those things aren't important. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be a priority at some stage, but is that going to let me, or sorry, is that going to get in the way of me doing what I need to do the thing I love the most, sign clients and coach them? Sometimes we need to strip it all back and come back to what matters. Come back to the thing that actually moves the needle. So this overwhelm of inaction, I want you to start noticing when it really comes up for you. Notice how it plays out with the big things, with the little things. Start playing with this idea that if you just call it what it is, an excuse, then maybe that's all you need to shift yourself back into your authority as the CEO of your coaching business and focus on what actually matters, on the priority thing that you need to be doing in order to make the next step and get your business moving, get that momentum going. Because otherwise, this overwhelm of inaction, it starts to become a little bit of a behavior pattern. If we're not careful, that starts to become a little bit of a, oh, well, it's now been a week, it's now been a month, it's now been a quarter. Suddenly, before you know it, you're a year has gone by and you're watching that other coach, you're seeing her launch, you're seeing her fill her programs, you're seeing her make progress. And when you're really honest with yourself, you're like, wow, nothing's changed. I certified freaking a year ago. I certified 3 years ago. I said to myself, I would be full-time by now. I said to myself, I would be replacing my corporate salary. I said to myself that this time next year, I'm going to be full-time. But if I keep going like this, what really is going to change? I zoomed out there for a second because sometimes we forget the impact of our inaction. We don't realize the domino effect of how far that actually leads to. I want you to take a second to just connect to that. I gave you a very visceral visual of the domino effect, but I didn't take it all the way. What if we did? Imagine that domino keeps going, that inaction keeps happening, all those excuses that we have to not do the simple thing that we could have done already if we had already just done it yesterday when we said we would. That does become a week, it becomes a month, it becomes a quarter, it becomes a year. And this time next year, you're saying, okay, well, this time I'm all in my business. It got a bit serious there. But I find these dynamics help. Sometimes it's as lighthearted as being like, oh, there's me and my excuses again. Let's get back to it. And it's just a redirect. Sometimes we need to really go into that, to that fear of what we don't want, the potential reality that we end up in if we don't actually take charge of our business, of ourselves as the CEO, and start buckling up our ideas and getting it done, then that's where we end up. Another coaching business dream that goes to the graveyard. I saw a TikTok yesterday. There's this, I'm going to forget the account. What is it called? It is the School of Hard Knocks TikTok account. It's a really good account. And he goes up to really rich people, generally based on the car they're driving. And he's like, hey, can I speak to you for 2 seconds? I want to ask you a question. And these people are like millionaires, billionaires. And one of them, and I've heard this one a couple of times from different people. And I've heard it from many, many people have said it now. But one of them said, look, the richest place you could ever go is the graveyard, because that is where all of those dreams that never came into fruition went to die. Like, we are so blessed to be alive right now. It is such a gift. It is such a ridiculous one in a multi-billion chance that we are even living, that we have the breath in our lungs, that we have the freedom of speech, the opportunity to be on a freaking social media account for free, for goodness sake, and just say something, anything. And we hold ourselves back with our excuses, with our apathy, with our fears. We need to be better than that. If we're going to be the kind of person that inspires other people to overcome their fears, their excuses, and their apathy. Think about that for a second. This is one of the core principles inside my Thrive program, whether you're with me one-to-one or in group. It is that you need to be the coach of choice. You need to be the person that leads. In order to be the kind of life coach, and again, if you don't call yourself a life coach, don't fixate on that. In order to be a coach that people go, oh, fuck, she can help me. Oh, fuck, she's doing the thing. Geez, she's out there. She knows what she's talking about. In order to be the kind of person someone's going to invest in, you need to go ahead and be the kind of person that someone's going to invest in. It starts with those tiny little actions that we're procrastinating on. And look, sometimes procrastination is deep. Sometimes those fears are deep. I don't want to pretend that that stuff isn't real. Often the fears that we have are very real to our subconscious. Well, they are. It's not often. They are always very real to our subconscious. Our duty to our dreams, to our clients, to our vision, our mission, our purpose, is to give ourselves the grace, the compassion, but then step into our personal power and actually look at those fears face on and decide, I'm going to see what's actually behind this. What is the fear? Name it. Find the words, find the language. And if you don't know how to do that in self-coaching, if you know that you're not that great at leading yourself, at taking those actions, at even listening to a podcast like this and going, yeah, no, she's right. She knows her shit. Like, she's pretty good. But do you then go and actually do something about it? If you don't, then come hire me. Get in my spaces. I will teach you how. I will empower you to do so. I will give you the skill set that you need to actually put this into action. And it comes in two levels. I always say this, you know this by now, it's going to be CEO embodiment and it's going to be your strategy. In one aspect, and what I've spoken to mostly is CEO embodiment so far. What I've spoken to so far is the ability to be onto yourself is a skill that you develop when you're in my world. It's the ability to self-coach, another skill that you develop in my world. It's the ability to step into your personal power, to yield your personal power and use it for good. And you do that by learning and healing from the fears, from the doubt, from the hesitation, from building a relationship with your inner child, your subconscious, and actually looking at the things that are preventing you, so that you can grow and become the version of you that knows how to move through those things. But the other half of it is in the context of building a coaching business. I want to make sure that you're taking the right actions. I know many of you, some of the clients that came to me this week were like, well, I see this thing that I want to do. This domino effect is happening. The steps aren't being taken. Even though I know what the steps are, I'm actually very clear on what they are. There are lots of fears that we totally discussed and overcame. But when the fear has been overcome, when you are ready to take action, what I see come in is a very, very, very good point. Is it the right action? Is it actually what your business needs?
Are you putting your attention in the right places? Are you focusing on something in your business that actually, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, any action in your business is always going to be valuable, but are there major skill gaps happening in your client journey? Are there things missing on your website? Are there things missing that you haven't even considered to consider because you simply didn't know yet? So from the strategy and the tactical perspective, there may well be things in your client journey that are missing. There may well be aspects of your messaging that you're simply not sure or skilled at communicating yet. So on one hand, the reason you think that you can't post today is because you're not sure on your niche, or you're not sure who you're speaking to, or actually if you do post, but your brand isn't ready and you haven't really decided what your title is and you don't really know what you're offering yet. Is it that you don't have an offer that's actually robust enough and that's the reason why you're hesitating? You think it's a content problem and an inspiration problem, but when we actually go to the layers of what your business needs, you haven't even decided on your offer suite yet. Your pricing's still off. We need to look at that. So yes, it is very possible that when we get out of the mind drama and out of all the things where we're just getting in our own way, that there are very practical, strategic, and tactical things in your business that need to be addressed that you haven't addressed, you don't know how to address, you don't have the experience yet to address because you just haven't got to that stage yet of competence in your business. Not a problem. Get the help you need. Come into my space, and that's what we do. We look at everything from both the mindset and energetic perspective, but also you do need to have the business foundations in place. And again, whether you do this in my world, someone else's world, or you teach yourself, this is the responsibility that you take on as a business owner. Ignorance isn't an excuse. And now you've listened to this episode, ignorance is definitely not an excuse. Now you know the gaps. It is your responsibility as the business owner to go and close those gaps. Not from a place of, oh, I've been told off, or, oh God, I feel bad, or, oh, it's never going to happen unless I do. No, fuck yeah, it's going to happen. This dream would not be in you if you were not goddamn capable of it. You wouldn't want this if you weren't ready to rise to it. You just have to be ready to rise to it, to remember, I want this. I'm going to go have it. I'm going to get it. I get to have what I want because I'm going to become the version of me who creates what I want. If you become that business owner, that coach, people are going to want to hire you. So the power in this is so much deeper than just, oh God, I'm overwhelmed and I don't know what the next step is. You know what the next step is. You just need to identify where the gap is, what the obstacles are, all those dominoes that you think are in the way. Identify them. Look at the energetics. Look at the mindset behind that. Look at the strategy and the tactics that support that. Bring it all together. And one step at a time, you are moving the needle and building your soul-led coaching business. And if you want help with that, then come and DM me or book a consult and we can discuss how we can work together so I can help you on that journey. But in the meantime, I hope this episode gave you some very juicy food for thought. Do not let the overwhelm of inaction get in the way of you, your dreams, your clients, and anything you want to build in your life. Don't let that get in the way for one second longer. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.